And away we go here, Wednesday, September 4th, 2019, 17 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the early show here on WWGH Radio. Scott Spears along with you for the ride. The Charlie Evers Show coming up next hour, 10 a.m., next 2 hours, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble today from 12 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4 to 5. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 to 7 tonight. I don't know if Terry Tackett has us on in his car or not, but he is trying to find a parking space, and hopefully he will be here momentarily to join us in the studio. Now, we do have a lot of questions on the table right now. We were asking earlier on, do you think people really knew what the true meaning of Labor Day was? I didn't hear a whole lot talked about it, but I guess it's over. I just wish they would publicize that a little more. Memorial Day gets a lot of publication, the 4th of July gets a lot of publication, and Labor Day gets a lot of interest because we're off work and the banks close and all the federal buildings close in city and county and state. But I don't know if people really know why we celebrate Labor Day. And I really didn't hear a whole lot of talk about it. I guess the newspaper did a small article on it, which is good. But what do you think about that? Another question is the upcoming Popcorn Festival. We're broadcasting live right now from the heart of the Popcorn Festival. Is everybody okay this year with the Popcorn Festival? I hope so. We've heard quite a few complaints, but as I was saying yesterday, I think people just have to get over it and go forward, and we'll have a great festival. Like we always do. Any thoughts on that? Any thoughts on the... I don't want to say it's a mausoleum because I don't know if it is a mausoleum. I think it's just a grave site that's being built on Delaware Avenue over by the Harding Memorial. Does anybody know who's going to be buried there? And does anybody know why? Maybe you're a friend of that family. And how many people are going to be buried there? Is it going to be a lot of people buried there? Just a few? I don't know. Do you have the answers? 740-383-9944. And we have our trivia questions on the table. We have tickets to the Wilds. We have tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Or if you'd just like to call in and answer the trivia questions, we'd love to have you do that. What Marion business sponsored the last broadcast of the charity ball? Now, this would have been back in 2007, and they're a local business that is still in business today. Go ahead, caller.
I know the answer to the grave site on Delaware Avenue.
Oh, go ahead.
It's Martin Kaufman.
Martin Kaufman.
Yes.
Now, who was Martin Kaufman?
He also... open up that dog park. He was an entrepreneur. He took over his dad's business. That's what I know.
Well, what was his dad's business? What kind of business was this?
He did mechanical cable assemblies.
Now, didn't Martin Kaufman just die recently?
Yeah.
So is this going to be just for him or his family, or does anybody know?
I have no idea. That's all I know.
Okay. But that's who it's being built for.
Yes.
Well, it'll be interesting. Does anybody...
The Kaufman Dog Park's named after him.
Does anybody know why he wanted to be buried in that particular place?
I have no idea.
Huh. Well, did you know Martin Kaufman?
No.
I just had never heard that name. You excited for the Popcorn Festival?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The streets are blocked off, so it's interesting travel down here in downtown, but it's doable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the name.
Okay.
Okay. Have a good day.
No prizes.
Oh, you want a prize? You want to go to the zoo or the Wilds?
Oh, my. The Wilds.
The Wilds. Okay, let's write this down here. It is the 4th of September. Okay. And I think I know who this is.
You do?
Yeah, I think I might.
Okay.
Well, you tell me your name just so I have it right.
Joan.
Yeah. I've got it. Tickets to the Wild. You've got them.
You haven't seemed to be able to get an answer for that for a couple days, so I thought, okay, I'm calling in.
I don't know why that's such a mystery, and I don't know why, and apparently still nobody does, why that he's being built there away from the other people.
I have no idea.
I didn't think you could do that. I thought there had to be some kind of special rules.
Somebody, I don't know, but I think the land, somebody said the land that it's on maybe is owned by Ohio Health. I don't know about that.
Well, somehow he got it, but I didn't think you could be buried just anywhere. I thought the land...
Well, apparently you can, so...
I guess, so we'll see.
I'm assuming it's a burial site. No, I'm just assuming that.
Well, to be buried that close to the president is what's interesting. I thought there would have been rules on that.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Well, so. It's interesting from a man that, you know, few people, I don't think a lot of people know that name. I don't think it's a common name.
Kaufman?
Yeah. I didn't know him.
That is, does that mean anything?
Well, I know certain people here in Marion who are very popular. I know who President Harding is, but I know who George Brown was.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I never heard of Martin Kaufman.
Well, I don't know.
Well, good for him. I'm glad he's got a nice area there.
There you go.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It is interesting, isn't it? And did anybody out there know Martin Kaufman? I didn't know who Martin Kaufman was. Now, that could be just me. I could be out of touch. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Yeah.
I believe that land is a part of the Marion Cemetery. It was owned by the Marion Cemetery.
Yeah, because I would think you'd have to be in an area, because you can't just bury somebody anywhere.
Yeah, because his obituary did say he would be entombed in the Marion Cemetery.
Now, do we know what the Kaufman business was?
I think it's Roy G. Kaufman Incorporated, which they're supplied, like the lady said, a mechanical wire assembly that they primarily supplied Whirlpool with all of the mechanical restraints, like for the dryer, front dryer door. Mm-hmm. You know, to hold it up from falling on the floor.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So, do we know if his family's going to be buried there with him, or is this kind of like a mausoleum type of thing?
It's above ground burial of some sort. It's not, won't be in the ground. It'll be in that monument, you know, inside that structure. But I don't know how many people it's intended. His father, I think his mother is still living. His father has passed away.
Oh, so he died rather young.
Younger. Well, I think Martin was 76, so, you know, didn't have to. His father wasn't that young when he died, because, well, I'm not sure. I think it was back in, his father probably did die sort of young. I think it was back in the 80s or 90s, something like that, when Martin took over the operation.
Well, it's interesting, because it would be interesting to know, and it's perfectly fine that he wanted to do this, but all the years we've been in Marion and all the years the Harding Memorial's been there, nobody has done anything like this.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fascinating to find out.
He did everything big, I guess. That was just his way of living.
Well, I wish I would have known this guy. He would have been interesting to know, I think. Yeah, well, hey, thanks. Thanks.
Also, when the Fosbury flop, I think it's Dan Fosbury, but it was developed back in the 70s or something of that nature, and it's the only method used yet in high jump. That he developed it, and the technique, which is going over the bar with your back towards the bar head first. previously it was one leg first over the bar, horizontal across the bar, but this is sort of vertical across the bar with your back to the bar.
So this is the thing where people run up to the high jump and they throw their back over first?
Right.
Their
head over first with their back towards the bar, and you sort of wrap your back around the bar, and I think for the last 40 years, that's the only technique used.
Yeah, I don't see people jumping over it like a hurdle anymore.
No.
Or
a roll. Well, they used to call it the Western roll. Was the either did a scissor style or with one leg over and then the other leg over, or the Western roll. And then after, I think Stan Fosbury developed that technique. That's the only technique that's still used, I believe.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Hey, well, thanks for the info. Appreciate
and also the lady, I don't know who the mayor was in 41, but she said Frederick Smith, and you said you hadn't heard that name. Well, that's, the founder of Frederick C. Smith Clinic is Frederick Smith.
And he was the mayor of Marion?
Well, I believe he was, yeah. I can't say for sure, but I know he was also, I think, a state senator or something like that from Marion area. So he was involved in politics also, besides being a doctor.
Yeah. So he did pretty good.
Yep.
Hey, well, that's a lot of information. I appreciate that.
Sure.
Thank you.
See you, Scott.
Bye-bye. Well, that's important here when we're talking information, and he has survived the parking lot now and joins us here in studio, if I can get the right mic turned on here. This is really pioneer stuff, because I don't think we've done a show here with a guest sitting over there the way we have it now, so we'll see how this all works out. Terry Tackett joins us in studio. Terry, how are you?
Doing great.
What's the mood outside here?
I am frustrated, man.
You came in, and I could see an angry face coming in the door.
1 hour I've been...
Driving around.
Everywhere I tried to turn.
See, I got in early this morning.
I left my house at 8:05.
I just took the Center Street all the way down to as far as I could go, which was State Street. And then they have some barrels set up there on State Street that make you turn.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned, went under the State Street overpass, and before you get to the tracks under there, there's a street, and I don't know what the name of it, but it runs parallel to the tracks. So I turned left, went down, and as I'm driving down that street left, there's a sign on the left that says Ohio Health Parking.
That's about that big.
It's a small sign, but I was driving slow enough to see it.
Yeah.
And I turned there. And you pop out right here.
Yeah, after I seen the sign, but then I get there and the lot's full.
Well, I can believe that, because it is the lot to this building is
close.
But
yeah, how many people are parked there? Are Ohio Health, that are doing business in this building?
Well, I will say that there is a parking lot right behind it.
That's where I ended up parking.
Yeah, which is not too far from here.
Yeah.
So, if you're coming this way, that's how you get here.
Yeah.
And if you're on the road right now, that's how you get here. But there is a parking lot behind that park, just right behind another building.
Yeah.
And that parking lot seemed to have a lot of parking spaces.
Yeah, there was quite a few there whenever I...
So, we're good.
Yep.
You made it. That's the important part.
I survived, yes.
You survived.
I survived.
We've had two winners this morning. That's good. And a new winner, Marilyn Andrews, new listener to the station.
Good.
Got some tickets to the zoo.
Always like that.
So we're happy with that. And the tickets are the questions, not tickets. The questions on the table this morning are, what Marion business was the final sponsor of the charity ball broadcast? They're a Marion business that's still in business today.
Okay.
Does anybody know that? What was the slogan of radio station WMRN back in 1947 and other years back in that era? Does anybody know what the slogan was? What was the estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs? Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? And what television show did a big parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows song in the 1990s? Big popular television show ran for many years in the 90s and even into the 2000s, but the lead character did a parody of Buttons and Bows. And what famous clown, who is the most famous clown to be killed on television? Think about that. Go ahead, caller.
Was the local business Twigs?
Well, Twig put on the charity ball, but they were not the sponsor of the broadcast.
All righty. My grandma told me that one.
No, but she's got it right. Twig put on the clinic, or put on the charity ball, but the broadcast itself was not put on by Twig.
All righty.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Yep. So grandma is half right. Mm-hmm. But what we're looking for is the broadcast that Madge Cooper and I did from the 80th and final charity ball, which was called the Red Carpet Report. What local business sponsored that broadcast? And it's a local business that's still in business. So all you have to do is name a local Marion business, and you might get this right. So there you
go.
That's
still going today, you know.
Still going today. You could go into that business today if you wanted to. So, again, just to recap here, who is the most famous clown in television history to be killed on the air? What TV show did a parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows in the 1990s? Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? What was the slogan of radio station WMRN on the AM side in 1947? The estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs, and what Marion business, still in business today, local business, sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball back in 2007, the Red Carpet Reports, 740-383-9944. Tickets to the Wilds or the Columbus Zoo, or if you just want to call in and answer a question, that's fine too. Or if you have a question. Now, this Martin Kaufman, did you hear any of this coming in?
Mm-mm.
This grave that's being built on Delaware Avenue.
I wondered who that. Okay.
Martin Kaufman, okay. Who was apparently a businessman. His father was a businessman here in Marion, and apparently that's where it's being built. And I think he just died recently, so I'm sure he's being kept somewhere because I don't think the spot is done yet. Mm-hmm. But I never met Martin Kaufman or had heard of him.
I know there's a building out there on is it Main Street or you know as you're going Main Street. Toward it'd be like towards almost like Bisyrus, or it's called the Kaufman Company, I believe, or something like that.
And maybe
they also sponsor the skate park, if I'm not at Lincoln Park. They provided the money for the skate park.
Well, I heard they did the dog park.
Okay,
somebody called in and said that this morning.
Okay, maybe that's what it was.
Kaufman
okay.
Dog Park.
I thought they did that
skate
park.
I don't have a dog.
Yeah,
so I didn't even know Marion had a dog park.
Yeah,
where's the dog park?
It's right out by Garfield, I believe, by Kennedy Park. I'm sorry.
Really, we have a dog park.
Yeah.
Now, what is in a dog park?
I think it's just a nice fenced-in area where they can run, and I think there's some benches for the people to sit.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to go visit the dog park sometime.
Yeah, people just bring their dogs out there.
So what do you think the chances are this morning, because this will be the first time Charlie comes on from this studio, that he doesn't complain about these wires?
Oh, it'll take him about 10 seconds.
10 seconds, and he'll be on these wires.
Yeah.
Listen for that this morning, 10 a.m. till 12
noon. Boy, I could get that call if these wires weren't in the...
Well, you know, it's kind of... I mean, these really are not tangled up.
No.
They're just laying there.
Mm-hmm,
but there's a lot of wires.
Yeah.
We have a lot of microphones. We have a lot of... we have a telephone interface here. We've got a couple computers. All the things that make radio work. I guess we could attach them to the bottom of the table somehow.
Yeah.
Who knows? 740-383-9944. It's an interesting time to be around. The Popcorn Festival, always an interesting time of year.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of it?
Oh, it's a good time. I mean, you know, they usually bring in top-notch entertainment, and it's, you know.
It's a worthwhile event.
Yeah, it's a lot of times people... I know in the past we've planned some reunions and things like class reunions and stuff around the Popcorn Festival. It tends to be when a lot of people are available to come back. And
I think they have a tribute band on Thursday night.
Thursday night. Mm-hmm.
And then I think Hinder is there one night.
And is it Frankie Valentine?
Frankie Valentine, maybe. So it'll be a big event.
Yeah.
And that'll be great. Now, does anybody... This is apparently the topic du jour this morning. Martin Kaufman. Did anybody know Martin Kaufman listening out there? And does anybody know why he wanted this particular burial place? I think it's interesting because, you know, the rumors start. And we don't like rumors. We want to know what the truth is. And this has caused such a stir in the Marion community as to why... he's being buried there. I've never seen so much stir.
That's kind of an unusual place. I mean, I've thought maybe the mausoleum or something. And
yeah, it's a very different type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't get what Martin... I don't know the connection.
Right.
740.
Has his family owned that? I mean, maybe have they owned that plot of land, or did they... I don't know.
See, I don't know anything about it. It's very different.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you know, if you know anything about Martin Kaufman, or you know why he wants to be buried there, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, you can be buried anywhere you
Absolutely.
Want.
Absolutely.
Let us know, 740-383-9944. And again, the trivia questions are out there this morning, 37 minutes past the hour. What Marion business, still in business today, local business, sponsored the final charity ball back in 2007? What was the slogan of radio station WMRN back in 1947? The estimated attendance at the local county fairs back in 1945? Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? What other questions did we have? What TV show in the 1990s did a big parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows song? And who is the most famous clown in television history to be killed on the airwaves? The most famous clown in television history to be killed on the airwaves. Tickets to the Wilds, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, or if you just want to answer the questions, give us a call. Or if you have any information on Martin Kaufman or anybody else, anything else of interest, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any memories of popcorn festivals past? Maybe this is a memory.
Could be.
Of a popcorn festival.
Or a Martin Kaufman.
Martin Kaufman. Go ahead, caller.
The clown wasn't Bozo, was it?
No, I think Bozo, I don't think was ever killed on the air, but that's a good guess.
Alrighty, thank you.
Yeah, the question is, who is the most famous clown in television history to be killed on the airwaves? Now, it was not Bozo. I don't think Bozo ever got killed on the airwaves.
Right.
Maybe people wanted to.
As I say, yeah, maybe it wasn't Flippo.
No, I don't think Flippo was ever killed on the airwaves. That could have been a riot.
Oh, man.
Because Flippo was very popular.
Yeah, he was. I know he had a big following there. That would have been.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to kill Flippo
no,
on
you'd
the
have, you'd have had a, definitely a riot on your hands, I think, there.
Central Ohio would have went nuts.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
if you would have tried to kill Flippo the
kill
clown.
Flippo, yeah.
That would have been a bad way to go. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I was thinking about, and I believe my burial spot's actually closer to Harding's tomb than the vaultless new one is.
Really?
Yeah.
So where is your burial spot?
Well, it's in the new section, but it's just east, you know, of the memorial there in the new section, right when you first pull in the drive, and I didn't do anything special to get it. I mean, when I needed one, Jim Riedle took me over there, and he pointed, and he says, "How's that?" And I said, "I love it," so.
Now, did you give any thought to being buried close to President Harding?
No, but it's neat, isn't it?
It is neat. Well, and I know that if President Harding had his way, he would like the fact to know that he's buried close to women.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, see, I thought in my mind about saying that on the air, and then I thought, you
well,
know what?
Florence is there. What?
I just thought, let it rip. Why not? Let it go. Yeah, he. I think he would rest in peace if he knew that was what was.
He can rest in peace now.
He can rest in peace.
But the reason why they're waiting, or, you know, that mausoleum or whatever you, I guess it's a small mausoleum. I guess that's what you'd call it. They're waiting right now for the marble to get there. And I think, I'm not 100% positive, but I believe I was told that it's coming from overseas.
You know, I think we had a caller say that yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I believe we did, said it was coming from China.
Okay, because like I said before, it was when I took the information in, I thought that's what the person told me, but so.
Now, did you ever know Martin Kaufman?
I knew his sister, Susie, because she used to live down the street from me. But I never personally, you know, knew Marty, just that he did everything, you know, he's one of those type of people. And this kind of doesn't surprise me, you know, because it's just, it would be his style, I think, to do something like that. But I don't see a thing wrong. I don't have a problem with it.
No, I don't think there's any. You know why I think it's created such a stir is because here we've been in Marion for so long, and nobody has ever tried to be buried outside of the confines of what the cemetery was.
Well, that's true, and I think probably as a rule you wouldn't. Jim's not going to go over there and say, well, how about we're over here? Because they're kind of keeping it as it grows, you know, because you know they own all that, the trees and everything, all the way over to High Health, you know, they own all that, so.
Well, I wonder if this will spur other people to want to do things like this now knowing that they can.
Well, it's possible, because look at some of the larger monuments in the old Marion Cemetery. I mean, they're there amongst all sorts. I mean, if you go up there on the hill, you know, the big spire, like, you know, that's up there high on the hill, there's little small graves around it, too, you know, that go back in time, but there's a little bit of everything over there, and so.
You know what's funny? A few years ago, I had said, because it was a rumor for a long time, that Laddie Boy, the dog, was buried with the President and First Lady.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, I tell you, somebody from the Harding home got in touch with me and said that is not true.
Do you know where he is buried? I mean, is that...
Well, I don't think they knew. You know, it is strange because I'm not sure if Laddie Boy outlived Florence or not. I don't hear any stories of this dog being around when she was in the sanitarium.
I could just picture her sneaking out in the backyard. Old Florence, she got the shovel, and she snuck out in the backyard like a lot of us do.
Well, she did have that nice room at the sanitarium, and she was relaxing and, you know, feeling as good as she could.
Right.
While her husband was over in the crypt in the Marion Cemetery. So that's the way life goes, I guess.
Yes, but it is. So, you know, of course, the older you get, the easier it is to take, I guess. Don't get too serious.
Well, so Martin Kaufman was kind of an eccentric man, would you say?
Well, by standards of the average person, you might say, because he had quite a history of the things he did. And I think I probably told you in an email what I understand will be in his crypt.
Well, I heard that. I wonder if that's true.
I heard it from a pretty good source, yeah.
You know, I just don't know if they can do that. I mean, wouldn't you like to be there the day that went down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if I am, I'll call you.
You call me up, and I'll come over, and we'll take a look at this. Because I think it would take more than a day.
That's possible, yeah, I guess, because I don't know how the actual procedure itself, but... It's interesting, you would say. So.
I tell you, the grave diggers would love this time and a half. What did you bury today? Well, you won't believe this. There you go. Hey, thanks for all the information.
You're welcome, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See, there we go. That's what radio is all about. We got to get this information out there to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And Martin Kaufman, I just didn't know him, so I can't comment on anything that he did or didn't do, or why he wants to be buried there. And
Sound like he was into everything. I mean, from what she said, a little bit of everything.
Had some dough, had a good business that his father started here in town. So that's
what did they do? Do you know what they...
Something to do with the dryers at Whirlpool.
Ah,
they had
okay.
some connection there.
Okay.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Nice thing.
Yep.
Anybody else got any information? We've got 14 minutes left here, 46 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Or is there anything else you want to talk about this morning? There's always something going on that people want to talk about, and that's why the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Trivia questions, too. What local Marion business that's still in business sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball? We still don't have that, but we're looking for it. I got into a little whisper there when I did that. Go ahead, caller.
I'd like to have some clarification. When you asked the question, what was the estimated attendance of the 1945, you say local fairs, plural. Are you talking Bucyrus, Union County, Richwood, as well as Marion? What are you asking?
Yes, I believe it was the fairs that the local media covered at that time.
So we're not just talking Marion County. You're talking several county fairs.
Yeah. At that time, I'm going to guess, and you know, this is not going to be an exact number, and I don't know that anybody was around during the 1945 fairs, but I'm going to say probably about six fairs.
Okay. Well, that would change an estimate then. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it would have been all the fairs locally in 1945. Now, as I said earlier, I think because of the egg industry and what it was in 1945, and also this is before people had a television, every home had a television, that a lot more people probably went to the fairs back then. And all I need is the estimated attendance of the 1945 county fairs. But we're talking about the county fairs in our area, not outside of our area. So the questions in total... What local business, still in business today, sponsored the last broadcast of the Charity Ball back in 2007? What was WMRN 1490's slogan back in 1947? What was the estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs? Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? What TV show, popular TV show, in the 1990s did a big parody of the Bob Hope song Buttons and Bows, hugely popular series in the 90s and into the 2000s? The star of the show did the parody. And who is the most famous clown who was ever killed on television in TV history? Who's that clown? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if you have any information on Martin Kaufman and possibly why he has chosen this route to be buried, or anything else going on, give us a call. 740-383-9944. It is Popcorn Festival Eve here in Marion.
Is his family's business still operating?
I believe so.
Okay.
As far as I know. Well, let's see if I can get the phone on. Go ahead, caller.
Was Nathan Peters the mayor?
Not Nathan Peters. Now, who's Nathan Peters?
He was a mayor.
Was he? Well, that's it. Not Nathan Peters, but that's interesting. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. I'd never heard of Nathan Peters. Do you know a Nathan Peters?
No, don't know him.
Well, see, but that could be before me.
Right.
Because this name that I have as the mayor of Marion in 1941, mm-hmm. I have no idea who this guy is.
Right. Was he with
I have a picture of him though.
was he in the Eber Baker times, or was he?
Well, 41.
Yeah, no, I mean, I
so
know.
So we're talking
was, yeah, that was way past.
You know, he would have been around in the President Harding times, the 20s.
Yeah.
I wonder who was the mayor of Marion in the 20s. As I don't know who the first mayor of Marion was.
That'd be an interesting question.
I don't think it was Francis Marion.
No.
No. I don't know who it was. Maybe we'll find out one day.
But is that where it originated from? Was Francis, is that where Marion got its...
That's my understanding. The Swamp Fox?
Okay.
The Swamp Fox.
Yeah. Okay.
How would you like to have a nickname like Swamp Fox?
Did he get that nickname in the war? Is that where he...
Probably. It's an interesting nickname when you think about it.
It's kind of like the mule.
The mule. 51 minutes past the hour, we are taking phone calls on anything on your mind here. 740-383-9944. Or the answers to any of our trivia questions. Tickets to the Wilds, tickets to the Columbus Zoo. And we certainly appreciate the call this morning, the calls. And one of our new listeners here, Marilyn Andrews, won some tickets to the zoo. So that's
congratulations,
fun.
Congratulations, yeah.
Way to be.
Yeah.
What local Marion business, still in business today, sponsored the last broadcast of the Charity Ball? Does anybody know? What was the slogan of WMRN radio station in 1947? What was the estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs? Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? What television series did a big parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows in the 1990s? And who is the most famous clown in television history to be killed on the air? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, and away we go. Charlie Evers coming up 10:15 to 12 noon today. Progressive Life with Glenn Coble 12 to 1. And Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman 4 to 5. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon 6 to 7. So there you go. And the phone lines are open. Also, any other subject you want to talk about, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have a good popcorn ball recipe? You remember popcorn balls? Did you like them?
I did. I got them. I used to get them a lot of times for trick or treat.
Now see, those will break your teeth.
Oh man!
Well, I wonder if there's a way to make them soft, because when they would come out of the oven, did you cook them in an oven?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Are you sure? Or did you boil them? See, I don't even know how you make a popcorn ball. Does anybody know how you make a popcorn ball?
I don't know. I just had them, you know.
Well, I remember when you would take the popcorn ball out, it would kind of be like gooey before it set up and was very hard. Now, that was a good time to eat a popcorn ball, but I guess it wasn't really a ball then.
Just popcorn goop. I guess, am I trying to say, maybe when it solidified, is that when it became, that's probably when it became.
That's when it became hard.
Yeah, okay.
But did it take
its shape then, or, I mean, I don't know.
Well, I guess the question here in the last 7 minutes, does anybody know a good popcorn ball recipe, or does anybody know a recipe that has to deal with popcorn other than just putting it in the microwave or putting it on the stove and popping it? Do you remember the popcorn poppers?
The old kettle corn?
Kettle corn. But then they came out with those popcorn poppers.
Was it like Jiffy Pop or something?
Well, I remember those. But didn't they have like a big plastic machine that you would dump things in? That were specifically made for popcorn?
I'm thinking it was like
popcorn.
Was it like an air popper or something?
But I never thought those things were very safe.
No, they didn't look it.
They didn't look safe to me. They looked like there could be some trouble.
Well, I always thought that. I always wondered about taking the dome shaped lid off there. You know, would you burn? You know, did that? I'm sure that part got hot. So,
well, it's like a tea kettle. Do you remember when you used to go in everybody's house and everybody had a tea kettle on the stove?
Yeah, and it would whistle.
What happened to the tea kettles?
Tea kettles are gone. Yeah,
people just dunk it in the
they go to Starbucks
water and they're done. Well, see, I told people not long ago that this is my trouble because I don't think it was last year, but 2 years ago I got a Keurig for Christmas.
Yeah,
but I'm not a coffee drinker.
I got you.
Now, they did get me hot chocolate with this Keurig machine, but I'm not really too much into hot chocolate either. But I do drink tea. But I think Charlie's wife was the one who gave me some tea that you can make in this Keurig.
Okay.
So that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't need the tea kettle.
You got your Keurig.
I got my Keurig machine. Boy, I'll tell you, that was a big innovation.
Man, they sold tons of those things, man.
And they're named after Bill Keurig.
I was going to say Gustav Keurig.
I don't know. Keurig, is that a German name?
I think it's a German. Yeah.
German name? It's a German device.
Yeah.
Boy, those Germans know what they're doing, don't they?
They're on the cutting edge of the...
They know how to make their coffee, that's for sure.
You know, I was just... The caller said that they were waiting on that marble to come over from China. I just wondered about the tariffs. Is that what's holding it up?
Well, I'm trying to think. Why would you... Can we not get marble anywhere here in the United States?
You would think. I mean, we got some great marble. I mean, you know, people use it for countertops and things, so I'm sure we...
But I guess he wanted the marble from China.
China, yeah. I didn't realize they were a big importer of marble.
Is the marble from China special?
I don't know. I would have thought like Italy or, you know, or because usually like in Italian marble or I don't, I thought there was another country that was.
It could be. I wonder how this information about Martin Kaufman got out. I mean, did it say in his obituary that he was going to be buried there? Did the family let the word out? How did the information that Martin was going to be buried there get out?
When did he pass?
I think it's been fairly recently.
Okay. Was he obviously an older man? I mean,
well, I think he had cancer.
Oh, 80 something? I mean,
I don't know if he was even that old.
Oh, really?
No, I don't. Maybe 70s?
Okay, okay.
Maybe he was 80. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Well, somebody said his mother was still alive.
Oh, really?
So I don't know that he's all that old.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Maybe she's up in her 90s.
90s, yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah. Did they maybe talk to her and she kind of...
I don't know. It's all kind of a little bit of a mystery.
But boy, I drive by there a lot, man. It's really good. It's nice. I mean, it's nice looking.
Must not be a lot of popcorn ball makers out there.
Yeah.
In the, see, maybe that's a thing from a bygone era that we have done away. Nobody has a recipe a popcorn ball.
I bet if you ask for a cheese ball, they got 10,000 recipes for...
Well, everybody loves a good cheese ball, especially a holiday party, gathering in the summer.
Absolutely.
But does anybody know how to make popcorn balls? 740-383-9944 or other information.
Do you boil them or do you bake them or, you know, that's what...
I have no idea.
I don't know. Like I say, they were always just wrapped up in a, you know, like almost like cellophane, and then they had one of those wire ties on them.
Then the needle in the candy craze came, and you couldn't give those out anymore.
You had to take all your candy home, dump it out.
Became a big problem. They had to dial back a little bit.
Yeah.
Does anybody know what local business sponsored the last charity ball broadcast? Local business still in business today. WMRN Radio's slogan in 1947, the estimated attendance of the 1945 county fairs. Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? What television show in the 1990s did a big parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows song? And who is the most famous clown in television history to be killed on the air? 740-383-9944. Tickets to the Columbus Zoo, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, or if you just want to call in and answer the question, feel free. You got 2 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. Charlie Evers coming up next from 10 until 12. Progressive Life with Glenn Coble from 12 until 1. I believe he's got Mr. Danner on, the president of the Popcorn Festival, so that'll be interesting. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4 to 5. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 until 7 p.m. And a whole lot of programming in between, here and there, hither and far. 740-383-9944. About a minute left to go. Give us a call.
On the eve of the Popcorn Festival.
The eve of the Popcorn Festival, which is a Marion tradition now, 39 years.
39. Would you say a staple? A staple?
A staple. Staple. It's a happening.
Of the Marion community.
It's a happening, and what's the other word? It's an extravaganza. It'll be an extravaganza downtown.
Absolutely.
The next three nights, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Big time stuff here.
Yep.
And everybody who goes enjoys it and has a great time, and that's what it's all about.
Yep.
You're tuned in to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. We're going to news. Don't you dare go anywhere. Don't change that dial for love nor money.
Place to talk.
When we're joined, this is great pride and privilege, for the first time by Joy Behar. You told a story on The Tonight Show after you left The View with Jay Leno that Barbara had threatened to fire you at one point.
No, she did fire me. She didn't threaten to fire me.
She fired you.
Yeah, she told me she was not renewing my contract. You know, I spilled the beans inadvertently about Rosie O'Donnell coming on the show to the press, and Barbara was about to announce it on the Emmys, and she had a fit. And she was furious with me, and she fired me. Renewing a contract, I was like, well, it was a mistake. And she said, it was a big mistake. And then she, of course, she took it back in like a half an hour.
When I typed in...